I'm going to start off with a small straws word that will be posted tomorrow. And the Lord said to me, the new season that began with Rosh Hashanah is now in full swing. It is a time when you can move into the manifestation of greater spiritual power and experience a higher level of discernment and awareness. Somebody missed that. It's a time when you can move into the manifestation of greater spiritual power and experience a level of higher discernment and awareness. Access by genuine faith the new anointing that is now available to you. Set yourself to become a true worshiper, says the Lord. And it gave me John 4:23, but the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. So I'm going to talk about true worship, but I'm going to go back a ways. That word had a lot in it, so I'm going to break it down in bite-sized pieces. But first, I want to quickly review the new anointing that I preached last week. As we move higher, the anointing for that higher place is available to develop acute spiritual vision and hearing by the Spirit of the Lord. It's available for us to develop acute spiritual vision and hearing by the Spirit of the Lord. So in last week's message, I said, and I'm going to quote, presuming that we all want access to this new anointing and we want to go higher, we need to really get what God is requiring of us, really get it. I don't want any of us who hears this message to just listen to it and go back to business as usual. I want you to want it more than your necessary food. I want you to want that new anointing more than your necessary food. So what did I do? The very next day, I forgot what I was supposed to do to walk in this new anointing. I'm like, now, what was I supposed to do? What am I supposed to be thinking? And I had to go back and review my message again because I didn't get it like I was supposed to because God is preaching to me. Amen? So the answer came, we have to deliberately take the time and make the effort to get closer to God in spirit. We really do need to do that. Take the time and make the effort to get closer to God. That's what the new anointing is about. And if we don't do that, we're not going to get it. So the word said, it is time when you can move into the manifestation of greater spiritual power and experience a level of higher discernment and awareness. Now that's the third time I've said that in just a few minutes. So this is the new anointing. Spiritual power, discernment, awareness. New anointing, power, discernment, awareness. 1 John 2:20 says, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. If we have that anointing, we know what God wants us to know because it's available to us. The Spirit of God will reveal it to us so we can know everything that we need to know. And in same chapter, verse 27, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. Sometimes when we think of anointing, we think of anointing oil that we smear on our bodies. This anointing is in us. If we receive it, it is in us. Starting again, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has brought you, taught you, you will abide in him. Just as that anointing has taught you, you abide in him. You live in him. The anointing is in you and you live in him. That's really good. So then I'm going to talk about the power. When we walk in the new anointing, our spiritual walk will be more powerful. So we're coming to a higher level of power, knowing the power of God, living in the power of God, walking in greater power, spiritual power. I'm reading from Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. So our witness is by the Holy Spirit as he manifests in all that we are, all that we do, all that we say, and we cannot live in the flesh and at the same time demonstrate life in the Spirit. And we've all heard, and it's true, actions speak louder than words. We can pretend to really love God, and we can say that we do, and we can spout scripture, but it's how you live and how other people see you living. Are you living in the power of God? Are you living according to the Spirit? Is the Spirit of God evident in everything you do, everything you are, everything you say? That's the witness. It's not that you go throughout all the world and tell people about Jesus. It is the witness of the power of the Spirit in you that you know Jesus, and then other people will want to know him. I would go off on that, but I won't. I saved you from that. Isn't that good? So I'm going to read from Colossians chapter 1, beginning in verse 9. I'm going to read through verse 12. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. The knowledge of his will and all wisdom and understanding. That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. That you're going to be walking in a place where you're strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, according to his power. For all patience and long suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Power. Our power is going to increase as we have more of the Spirit in us. We're going to be able to do more. We're going to be more powerful in the Spirit to see, to hear, to know, to do what God has called us to do. And Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It's not our own strength. Be strong in the Lord. That means we live in him. We're going to walk in him. The anointing is only going to come to us if we draw close to God and actually live in him and him in us. That's the only way it's going to happen. So that was power. The next thing I'm going to talk about is to discern, discernment, to be able to distinguish or judge accurately, to discern, to know things. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 3 through 5 says, yes, if you cry out for discernment. That means you're asking, God, I need discernment in this situation. If you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her discernment as silver and search for discernment as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. If you seek for her as silver, seek discernment as you would for silver. Search for her as you would for hidden treasure. Discernment to know. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 21, folly is joy to him who is destitute of discernment. But a man of understanding walks uprightly. Isn't that good? We need to walk in discernment. And then I'm going to read from Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. I'm constantly surprised at people that don't know the difference, don't know when they're doing something wrong, don't know the difference between good and evil. We discern between good and evil. We discern all things if we are in him and he is in us. Those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern. by reason of use, exercised so that they can discern. We have to practice discernment. Discernment will be the evidence that we are led by the Spirit of the Lord. And exercise and practice discernment. If we have discernment, it's because we know the Lord. When we know things that we shouldn't know, it's because we know the Lord. And we're in Him and He's in us. And if you want to discern, ask Him. Ask Him for discernment. Begin to discern the things around you. Practice it. And if you're wrong, go back. You know, say, you know what, I think I discern something here. And if that doesn't bear out in truth, then go back to the drawing board. Ask again. And really practice your discernment. Because it's going to take some time. I practice it all the time. It's just become a way of life that I'm always practicing discernment. I'm always thinking, I know something about that. We were coming home from Granby on Thursday, and there was a truck in front of me. And I knew two blocks away that he was going to turn in to come and go. I knew it. I knew it. And I said to Bill, I knew that. I knew that. I discerned that. And it's not anything that is really spiritual or powerful, but it's discernment. You know what I'm saying? So practice your discernment. So we've talked about power and discernment. Then I'm going to talk about genuine faith. I was thinking when Bill was preaching that we do messages at the same time on Saturday. And we're about 3 feet away, 2.5 feet away from each other. And we don't talk to each other. We're just doing our messages. And I didn't know he was doing faith. So, you know, typed up my notes, typed up his notes and went, we must have been in the same cloud here, you know. Genuine faith. Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So this anointing, this new anointing, is going to present us an opportunity to walk in greater faith. Our faith is quickened when we know the truth. I can't believe in something that I don't believe is true. So if I hear the truth, then my faith is quickened. Yeah, I can believe that. And Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is a real substance. It is confidence and a firm foundation of something that's real. It actually exists. Faith exists, whether spiritually or naturally. It goes beyond hope or desire. Substance, real thing. So we access by genuine faith, not a pseudo faith, not a hope, not a desire. We access by genuine faith this new anointing that is now available to us. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7 says that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. When we have revelation of Christ and His Spirit, then our faith is genuine and it's going to bring glory and honor to God. Genuine faith. And that means that you have to be completely convinced, with no doubt, completely convinced that there is a new anointing. I preached it. I brought it to you last week. I don't know if you believed me or not. I believed God. And I believe that there is a new anointing. I believe it's already there. It's something that we can access. We have to be completely convinced, without any doubt, that there is a new anointing and that you can access it. Yeah, I believe I can access it if I'll settle down and pay attention and not forget this message too. So faith is the key to moving higher spiritually, and this new anointing will move us higher spiritually so that we can hear God, so that we can see in the Spirit and access this new anointing. Faith is the key to that. So if we don't believe that there is a new anointing, I hope you all believe that. I mean, that there's no doubt. And I don't know if you've accessed it yet or gone after it and say, yes, I want that new anointing. I want to have a closer relationship with God. I want to see him. I want to hear his voice. I want to walk with him more completely. If I have faith in that, then what's stopping me? Nada. Nothing. And then the word that I'm going to post tomorrow also said, set yourself to become a true worshiper. So that has to be important to us as well. John 4:23 says, but the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. He's seeking worshipers. And if I'm worshiping, he's seeking me because he wants true worshipers. In Psalm 99:9, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Worship is an expression of profound reverence, deep respect, high esteem, high regard, admiration, appreciation. That's worship. We need to have all of those attributes when we're worshiping God, is that we are respecting him, esteeming him, admiring, appreciating. And there's something really religious in us that makes us want to express worship outwardly. In singing, in dancing, in lying face down on the floor. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with these actions, but they mean nothing if we don't worship in spirit and truth. That is from the heart, the place of intentions and understanding. If I don't have a heart that intends to worship God, that my understanding is in play, that I'm doing that with all of my being. If we don't worship internally, the external gestures have no power. And sometimes when we start out worshiping God, we really mean it, and we really worship. And then it just becomes a song and a dance and an outward gesture. We need to get back to true worship, worshiping spirit and in truth. John 4:24 says, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Pneuma, spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit, co-equal, co-eternal with the Father and the Son. So we worship Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the human spirit is the vital principle. The human spirit, our spirit, is the vital principle by which a body is animated. Spirit is what makes us move. The power by which a human being feels, thinks, decides, it's our essence. The power of knowing, desiring, deciding, and acting, that's our spirit. So our spirit is us, it's who we are. And so we worship from that position of knowing who we are, wanting to worship God from this human place. So when we worship God, we do so by the Spirit that is in us. It's who we are, the whole Spirit. And we worship in truth. That means in reality, in fact, certainly that frame of mind which is free from affection, pretense, simulation, falsehood, or deceit, is that we mean it. When we worship, we mean it. So again, we must be genuine in our quest for the new anointing, seeking to know God, to hear his voice, to see his visions, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, to discern spiritual atmosphere, to worship in spirit and truth. That's what the new anointing is about. And 1 John 2:3 says, now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. So we don't ever depart from the word. And in verse 24, he who says, I know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. And 1 John 3:1, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. And I'm finishing with 1 John 5:20, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, and in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. And we worship him with everything that we are, everything that is in us. And we are going to go after the new anointing because we believe that it exists and we can access it if we believe it. Amen.